Hey, if you'd like to go on a Rosie on the House staycation, we've got just the plan for you from Sanderson Ford. And recently, Jim, along with his really sweet wife, Juanita Stein, went to Prescott. And we're going to talk with Jim right now. And Jim, the first thing I got to ask you is, what did Sanderson Ford give you for the weekend?
A Ford Edge, which was perfect. Very easy to drive. Comfortable. It accommodated the stuff that we had to bring. Perfect.
You got a full tank of gas, and then you took the road all the way up to Prescott. And where did you stay at?
We stayed at the Residence Inn by Marriott.
That's a familiar place with Rosie and Jennifer. They love that place. And the accommodations, how were they?
They were excellent.
Did you have some great places to eat at? Because we like food around here. I guess you know that by now.
We ate at Olive Garden and Olive Garden up in Flagstaff.
Oh, so y'all took a little bit further road trip into Flag, too.
Yeah, this was a perfect staycation for us. There's a store in Jerome that my wife wanted to go to, switch back to the top of the overlook. Then we headed up to Flagstaff for dinner.
What did you do beside eating in Prescott?
We went to downtown to Courthouse Square, pretty much spent the day walking around there. The people are fantastic. They are so friendly. It was nice walking around the square. Everybody was saying hello to each other.
That's why Prescott is called the Christmas City. It feels like Christmas. The atmosphere is like that, really, every time of the year.
It's a kind of a thing that my wife and I are thinking about when Christmas season is here. We're thinking about going up there again to be able to take in the sights of the lights. And
that's a Rosie on the House must do, Christmas in Prescott. So let's let things cool down, though, once the heat's gone away. Terrific. I'm glad you had a great time. And why don't you tell everyone how you won the staycation?
Just by entering on the Rosie on the House website. You know, I click on the staycation and I register. Much to my surprise, we won a staycation from Rosie on the House. Thanks, Sanderson Ford, for all their hospitality. Rosie on the House, you guys were perfect.
That's Jim Stein, the winner of a Rosie on the House, Sanderson Ford, Arizona staycation.
Good morning, Judy.
Good morning. I have an AC unit on the roof, and there's a tube that the water, the condensation, comes out and goes down through a PVC pipe down the side of the house, and I've always had a bucket under it. Now, this may sound silly, but it's been really dry, no humidity, but there's nothing coming out. Is that normal?
One air conditioner?
Yes.
Okay. Everything is mounted on the roof. There's no indoor air handling cabinet.
No.
Okay. So the condensate could be plugged. What temperature do you keep the house?
78.
Okay. Set at 78. It may not be running long enough to build up a lot of condensate. But when was the last time you had the unit serviced?
About a month ago.
Okay. Well, one of the very first things they should do in a service is verify the condensate is not plugged. So I would call whoever ran that service a month ago and just say, was this a part of your maintenance program? Was it done? Did you verify I was clear? The good thing about having a roof-mounted unit like you have is even if the condensate plugs, you're not going to get a flood in your house. You're just going to get a flood on your roof. But there is an automatic shutoff. If your air conditioning quits working, it's because the condensate float shutoff has said, I'm not draining. There's about to be a problem. I'm going to quit air conditioning.
I always thought that the best time to get condensate is when you're running it during monsoon season when the dew points go up. Because fill up buckets of water and the tree gets happy.
Yeah, a 5-ton unit in July and August when humidity's at 30-35% will generate almost 5 gallons of condensation a day. So, I mean, it's a bunch. It's enough to keep my dogs in very cool, cold water they love.
Yeah.
And it's purified. It's filtered.
And it's great for plants and trees.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
It
fantastic.
Is. Let's bring Fred into the conversation, calling from Tucson real quick. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning.
What you up to today?
Well, I have a 1948 hand-built adobe house. Pipes got broken, and it filled up with water, three adobes up, all the way through the entire house. I now have the peeling and shedding the adobe, and I'm trying to find out how to stabilize that adobe by either putting some kind of a paste on it or a paint, something that will stabilize that adobe. At one time, there was a fellow named the Adobe Doctor,
yeah,
and he's retired,
yeah,
and I haven't, and he's not available anymore. But he had done work here in the past when we expanded a three-car carport.
Okay.
Into
well, you had the right guy on the job, John. You know what I'm gonna have to do, Fred, because it's authentic adobe. I'm going to have to do a little work because John was always my go-to expert as well. But there are a couple other guys. There's a guy in the National Forest Service that was working with the town of Vail to rebuild the Adobe Railroad Depot. Let me get a hold of a couple guys, and then I'll get a hold of the guys over at Kowalski. And I'm not going to know someone right off the top of my head, but I won't let you down. We'll do a little research and find somebody for you.